This is Senator Al Simpson. Israel now has a singular opportunity to demonstrate its commitment to peaceful coexistence with the occupied territories. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Egyptian President Mubarak has presented a plan to Israel that encourages open dialogue between the Israelis and the Palestinians regarding their coming elections. Mubarak's plan would not force Israel to talk with members of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Ted, the most important part of this effort is that it opens the door for constructive negotiations to begin. Nothing is set in stone here, but one thing is so clear. Disputes are never, ever resolved by one party giving the other side the old ice treatment. Marriages fail and nations fail when you do that. Israel cannot hope for its election plan to succeed unless it convinces the Palestinians that the plan is also in their best interest, and it can't do that unless the leaders sit down to talk.
I'll try to get one thing clear after all these years of conflict in the Middle East. Israel's not the obstacle to peace. The terrorists and their Arab nation sponsors are. Your brand of heavy-handed pressure on Israel to rush to the negotiating table when its very security and survival are at stake is unfair and counterproductive. If we handle the current opportunity correctly, Al, this could be the most hopeful time for progress since the summit at Camp David. A decade after President Sadat's historic visit there, it's fitting that President Mubarak is playing a welcome and constructive role today. Unfortunately, President Bush seems reluctant to fulfill the historic role that President Carter did. Israel's proposal to permit Palestinians to elect representatives to help negotiate a settlement is a basis for real progress. President Mubarak deserves credit for helping things along with his 10-point plan, Al. But why wasn't there a Bush 10-point plan? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the War on Drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.